Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive into Crypto Quantum Leap.
Excited to be here.
Today, we're going to be exploring the potential of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Particularly its dominance, in the whole cryptocurrency market.
Right.
And kind of what that might mean for, for all of us.
Absolutely. The implications are huge.
We've got a really interesting mix of sources today.
Right.
We've got a YouTube video featuring Michael Saylor.
Of course, big Bitcoin guy.
Out there. Outspoken. We've got an article about celebrities and their influence in the crypto world.
They definitely make a splash, don't they?
We've got a sales letter that's all about Bitcoin as a wealth building tool.
I'm always interested in those perspectives.
Yeah. And then another article that kind of digs deeper into those celebrity crypto endorsements.
Lots to unpack there.
So let's jump right in with Michael Saylor.
Okay.
In this Bitcoin magazine video, he doesn't mince words. He flat out says, Bitcoin is the best, there is no second best.
That's Saylor for you. Straight to the point.
And it's interesting because he doesn't just say Bitcoin is better. He breaks down why he thinks it's the best.
Yeah, he's got that whole breakdown, right?
Across several categories. Like, he talks about it as a digital commodity, a network, a brand, an investment, and even property.
It's like he's trying to cover all the bases.
He goes as far as to call it pure economic energy.
I love that phrase.
And compares his scarcity to time itself.
Makes you think, huh?
Yeah. It's a bold claim.
It is.
But he does kind of back it up by, highlighting how Bitcoin solves this problem with traditional commodities.
The classic commodity problem.
Yeah. Commodities are often prone to oversupply, which, can obviously lead to price instability.
It makes sense.
But Bitcoin, on the other hand, it's got a fixed supply.
Built-in scarcity.
So it's inherently scarce.
Right.
And this scarcity is where his whole, Cyber Manhattan analogy comes in.
Oh, I remember that one.
It's like, just like prime real estate in a bustling city, Bitcoin's limited supply gives it that inherent value.
And that value, theoretically, can only go up, right?
Right. As more people want a piece of it.
Classic supply and demand.
Now, this is a deep dive, and we're assuming you're already familiar with Bitcoin's decentralized nature.
Right, right.
But what Saylor does here, he connects that decentralization to its value as a capital asset.
Yeah.
It's not controlled by any government or institution. So it's free from the kind of manipulation
that you see in traditional markets.
Exactly. They can, play traditional assets.
Makes it appealing to a lot of folks.
And then he takes this a step further. He actually suggests that companies should be holding Bitcoin.
Bold move.
As part of their treasury strategy, instead of, holding bonds or other assets that might depreciate.
Which is what most companies traditionally do.
Exactly. Bitcoin's got that potential for growth. So he sees it as a more attractive option.
Interesting perspective.
And he even, he compares investing in Bitcoin today to, investing in those big companies.
Very cool.
Like Apple, Amazon, Google, back in the day.
In the early days, right.
Yeah.
His point is we're still in those early stages of a tech revolution.
And who knows what the future holds.
And that Bitcoin, it has the potential to, really disrupt the financial world.
Like those companies did in their industry.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a compelling argument for sure.
Saylor's perspective, it is definitely captivating. And it's clear he's incredibly bullish on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a minute.
Okay.
And look at another force that's been shaping the crypto landscape, celebrities.
Yes.
We've got this article here from Digital Trends called Crypto Celebs.
Catchy.
It highlights how these big names, 50 Cent, Nas, Richard Branson, Ashton Kutcher.
Wow. Quite the lineup.
They've all embraced, cryptocurrencies in some way.
Some more publicly than others.
But it's not just about them quietly investing, right?
Right.
Some, like Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled, they've actively endorsed, specific crypto platforms.
Which definitely has an impact. Which has undoubtedly had, a big impact on market performance.
For sure.
And that's where this Coin Culture article comes in. It analyzes how these endorsements can really sway crypto investments.
Especially for newer investors.
Especially for those newer investors who might be drawn in by all the hype.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see how celebrity endorsements can really fuel that market volatility.
One tweet can make a difference.
One single tweet or public statement. Mm. It can send prices soaring or, plummeting just as quickly.
It's crazy.
It's not just about, the potential for profit or loss either. It's important to remember those endorsements also attract that regulatory scrutiny.
Ah, right. The SEC is watching.
And there have been concerns about pump and dump schemes where people manipulate those prices, for their own gain using these endorsements.
It's a reminder that even though celebrities bring attention, it's still crucial to do your own research.
Exactly. Don't just follow the hype.
Wise words.
Speaking of getting caught up in the hype, let's move on to this this crypto quantum leap sales letter.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It tells this compelling story about, missed opportunities and that potential for wealth creation through Bitcoin.
It's a classic narrative.
And the author even shares their personal journey of discovering Bitcoin and how their initial hesitation turned into investment success.
So they're speaking from experience.
They're really hammering home the idea that Bitcoin's still in its early stages.
Okay.
And that it's not too late to get involved.
That FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Right. They're challenging that notion that the average person, has missed the boat.
I see.
They even lay out some pretty bold projections.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Suggesting Bitcoin could reach 5% or 10% of the total value of, fiat currencies worldwide.
That's a huge number.
Which, that would mean prices of like $286,527.
Whoa.
Or over $500,000 per Bitcoin.
Those are some serious projections.
No, obviously, those are just projections. Mm-hmm. We got to approach those with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Always.
But what's really intriguing is this comparison between the total value of like all the fiat currencies, which is, estimated to be around $107 trillion.
Okay.
And Bitcoin's current value, which is, over $1 trillion.
So there's a big gap there.
There's a lot of room for growth.
Potentially.
And that's what this crypto quantum leap letter is. They're banking on that.
Makes sense.
And if you're interested in learning more about, Bitcoin blockchain technology and kind of navigating the crypto landscape,
yeah,
head over to quantum.noself.com.
I'll have to check that out.
That's quantum.noself.com.
Okay, I got it.
Now, let's get back to this crypto quantum leap letter.
Sure.
Because it goes beyond, just potential returns.
Okay.
They make this, passionate argument.
For what?
That Bitcoin represents, a new and better form of money.
Interesting.
And that cryptocurrencies could eventually replace, fiat currencies altogether.
Wow.
They paint this picture of this world where we're not, reliant on banks or governments for our financial well-being.
A decentralized future.
This world where we have more control over, our own money.
That's a powerful idea.
That idea of financial sovereignty, it's definitely appealing.
It is, but it's also really complex.
It's a complex issue.
Yeah.
We got to unpack that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because while the vision of a decentralized financial system is, very exciting, it's important to consider those potential challenges, of disrupting those established systems.
For sure.
And the implications for global economies.
Things could get messy.
Right. And that's, that's what makes this space so fascinating.
Absolutely.
It's disruptive. It challenges, that status quo.
It really does.
It forces us to rethink that relationship with, money and finance.
Big questions.
But, but we need that balanced approach.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be enthusiastic about the possibilities.
Yeah.
But also, critical and informed, about those potential risks.
Couldn't agree more.
And that brings us to a key takeaway from, all of our sources.
Okay.
The world of cryptocurrency, it's complex, it's rapidly evolving.
For sure.
It's full of opportunities, but also potential pitfalls.
Got to be careful out there.
So what advice can we offer our listeners who are, intrigued by this world and want to explore it further?
Well, first and foremost, thorough research is key.
Yeah.
Before you invest in anything, you need to understand the tech behind it. The team, the use cases, and of course, the risks.
It's like investing in anything, right?
Exactly.
You wouldn't buy a house without, understanding the neighborhood, the condition, the potential, for appreciation.
You got to do your due diligence.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't just rely on, a real estate agent's pitch.
Right.
You shouldn't base your crypto decisions just on, flashy marketing or celebrity endorsements.
It's about being an informed investor.
It's about being an informed investor.
Which means doing your homework.
And don't forget about the volatility, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's inherent in the crypto market. Prices can fluctuate dramatically.
You got to be ready for that roller coaster.
So be prepared, for those ups and downs. And never, ever invest more than you can afford to lose.
Couldn't agree more. It's crucial.
It's easy to get caught up in that excitement.
Yeah.
But you need to, approach this space with a level-headed mindset and a really clear understanding of those risks.
Wise words.
And if you're looking for a good place to start your research, remember to check out quantum.noself.com.
Okay.
That's quantum.noself.com.
I'll keep that in mind.
They've got a wealth of information resources to help you on your crypto journey.
Sounds like a great resource.
Now, while Bitcoin has been, kind of our main focus today, it's important to remember that the world of cryptocurrency extends far beyond just Bitcoin.
It's a whole universe out there.
It's like exploring a whole new universe of possibilities.
But it can also be pretty overwhelming.
But it can feel overwhelming. Where do you even begin?
That's the big question. Where do you start?
Right.
It's a lot to take in.
How do you make sense of it all?
Well, that's where continuous learning and staying informed becomes so crucial.
Yeah, it's constantly changing.
Exactly. The landscape is always shifting, new projects, new technologies, new trends all the time.
So it's not a set it and forget it.
Definitely not. You got to stay engaged, adapt as the market evolves.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey.
It's that journey of discovery and learning.
Yeah.
And, we've got to be aware of, the scams, those fraudulent schemes out there. Don't be swayed by, those promises of getting rich quick.
If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is. A
Exactly.
healthy dose of skepticism is essential.
Absolutely.
Always verify information, from multiple sources. Be wary of those, like, unsolicited offers.
And do your due diligence
And do your due diligence
before committing any funds.
before you commit any funds.
Wise advice.
It does sound like a lot to take in.
It is.
But it's also, like, incredibly exciting.
Ah, for sure.
It's like we're on the cusp of something truly revolutionary.
Yeah.
And that's why it's, worth taking the time
To understand it,
to understand this space.
even if you don't invest.
Even if you choose not to invest, that knowledge you gain will help you make, more informed decisions about the future of finance and the role of technology.
Absolutely.
Well, that brings us to the end of part one of our deep dive into crypto quantum leap. We've covered a lot of ground, from Saylor's bold claims about Bitcoin, superiority to that influence of celebrities, and, the potential for those massive returns, as well as, those risks that are involved.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we're just getting started. In part two, we'll delve even deeper into these ideas and explore the broader implications of crypto quantum leap.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back to our deep dives into crypto quantum leap.
Glad to be back.
In the last part, we left off talking about the vast and ever-changing world of cryptocurrency and how it can feel a bit like navigating a jungle out there.
Yeah, it's a wild world.
And that's, it's a great analogy.
It really is.
There are, like, hidden treasures to be found, but also, potential dangers lurking around every corner. So how do we make sure, we're prepared for this journey?
Right.
One thing that stood out to me from all the sources we've explored is just the importance of, like, knowledge.
Absolutely.
That's really, it's your most valuable asset in this world.
It's true.
And it's not just about, understanding how to buy and sell. It's about understanding the underlying technology, the different projects, the potential
You
risks,
got to know what you're getting into.
the broader implications, of this tech for our financial systems, for our world.
It's bigger than just Bitcoin, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something this Crypto Quantum Leap sales letter
Yeah.
really emphasizes. It's not just trying to sell you on Bitcoin as an investment. It's trying to, like, open your eyes to a whole new way of thinking about, like, money, about finance.
And different mindset.
And one of the things the letter highlights is this concept of, financial sovereignty.
Right.
The idea that you could, like, have more control over your own money without being reliant on, banks or
Because it's
governments.
a very appealing idea to a lot of people.
Now, whether or not that vision, like, actually becomes a reality, it's still up for debate.
Sure.
But it raises some really interesting questions about, the future of finance and the role technology could play in empowering individuals.
No doubt.
And that's where, things get really interesting, right?
Yeah.
This whole crypto space, it's forcing us to, like, rethink so many assumptions about how our financial systems work, what's even possible.
It's a real paradigm shift.
We're seeing this emergence of, like, decentralized finance or DeFi, which is essentially, this parallel financial system built on blockchain technology. It's offering, like, new ways to lend, borrow, trade, invest, all without those traditional intermediaries.
It's cutting out the middleman.
It's still, you know, it's early days for DeFi, but it has the potential to like really disrupt the financial industry in some, you know, pretty profound ways.
It could be huge.
And that disruption, that's what makes this whole space like so compelling.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's not just about, you know, making money. It's about being a part of this, you know, technological and societal shift that could, you know, reshape the world as we know it.
It's about being on the forefront of change.
But, you know, as with any revolution, there are going to be like challenges.
Of course.
Risks along the way. We've already talked about, you know, the volatility of the market, the potential for scams.
Those are definitely factors to consider.
The other challenge is regulation, right?
Yeah.
Governments around the world are still like grappling with how to regulate, you know, cryptocurrencies.
Yeah. It's a gray area.
And that lack of, you know, clear guidelines, it can create uncertainty for investors.
Makes it tough to navigate.
And then there are the, you know, the ethical considerations surrounding, you know, cryptocurrencies. For example, like the energy consumption of Bitcoin mining.
That's been a big concern.
It's been a source of, you know, concern.
Yeah, it's a valid point.
These are all like complex issues and there are no easy answers.
For sure.
But it's, you know, it's important to have these conversations and to like approach this space with a critical and discerning eye.
Absolutely. You have to be thoughtful about it.
So if you're, you know, feeling overwhelmed by all this information.
It's a lot to take in.
Don't worry. You're not alone.
We're all learning as we go.
The key is to like take it one step at a time.
Hmm.
Do your research. Start with, you know, reputable sources like the ones we've explored today.
That's a good starting point.
And remember that, you know, learning is an ongoing process. It doesn't happen overnight.
It's a journey.
And if you're looking for, you know, a great resource to kind of help you on your crypto journey, I highly recommend checking out quantum.noself.com.
Okay.
That's quantum.noself.com.
I'll make a note of that.
They've got a wealth of information, you know, articles, courses, even, you know, a community of like-minded individuals.
Sounds like a great resource.
So what is all this, you know, what does all this mean for you as an individual?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. That's the million-dollar question.
Nobody has a crystal ball.
The truth is, like, no one knows for sure what the future holds for, you know, for cryptocurrencies. But what we do know is that this is, like, this is a technology that has the potential to, you know, really change the world in some, you know, very significant ways.
It has that power.
And whether you choose to, you know, invest in cryptocurrencies or not, understanding this technology and, like, its implications is becoming increasingly important.
You're crucial.
We're living through a time of, like, you know, unprecedented technological change, and it's up to each of us to, you know, to educate ourselves and make, you know, informed decisions about how we want to engage with this new world.
We have to be proactive.
It's like we're standing at this crossroads.
I like that analogy.
And we have a choice to make, right? We can either, you know, bury our heads in the sand and ignore what's happening, or we can, like, embrace the unknown and, you know, step into the future.
The choice is ours.
Now, I'm not saying everyone needs to become, you know, a crypto expert.
Yeah.
Or invest their life savings in Bitcoin.
Right.
But I do believe that having, like, you know, a basic understanding of this technology.
Or at least a basic understanding.
Is crucial for, like, navigating, you know, the world we live in today. Think about it. For generations, our financial systems have been controlled by, like, you know, a select few.
The powers that be.
Central banks, governments, large financial institutions, they've held the power.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
But cryptocurrencies, they're challenging that, you know, that status quo.
It's a disruption.
They're offering that, you know, decentralized alternative, a way for individuals to take back, you know, control of their finances.
That's a powerful idea.
And that's a powerful idea.
No doubt.
Now, whether or not that vision, like, becomes a reality remains to be seen.
Of course.
But the fact that we're even, like, having these conversations.
It's a sign of the times.
It's a sign that something, like, you know, profound is happening. We're witnessing a shift in, like, power.
It's a shift in the balance.
A shift in how we think about, you know, about money.
Or how we interact with technology.
And a shift in how we interact with technology.
It's fascinating to watch it unfold.
And that's something worth, you know, worth paying attention to.
For sure.
So what are, like, you know, what are some of the specific implications of this crypto quantum leap?
Okay, let's dig into that.
Well, for one, it's forcing us to reconsider our relationship with, you know, with money. Like, what is money anyway?
That's a great question.
Traditionally, we've thought of it as, like, something physical. Right.
Yeah.
Coins, bills, something backed by, you know, a government or a central bank.
The old way of thinking.
But cryptocurrencies are, they're challenging that definition.
How so?
They're digital, they're decentralized, and their value is determined by a network of users, not by, you know, any central authority.
So it's a completely different system.
And that's a fundamental shift.
It really is.
It's also forcing us to rethink our assumptions about, you know, security, about trust.
Right, because for decades we've relied on banks.
For decades we've relied on, you know, banks and other institutions to, like, protect our money.
They were the gatekeepers.
But, you know, cryptocurrencies are built on blockchain technology.
Which is a different kind of security.
Which is, like, this secure and transparent way to record transactions.
It's all out in the open.
So instead of, you know, trusting a third party,
you're trusting the technology itself.
We can trust the technology.
Which is a pretty radical idea when you think about it.
And that's a pretty radical idea. But it's not just about, you know, it's not just about technology. It's also about, like, you know, those social and political implications of this shift.
For sure.
Cryptocurrencies have the potential to empower, you know, individuals, communities in ways we've, like, never seen before.
It's a whole new level of empowerment.
For example, you know, they can provide access to financial services for people who've been, like, excluded from traditional systems.
That's a huge impact.
They can also facilitate, like, you know, cross-border transactions, making it easier for people to, you know, send and receive money around the world.
Breaking down barriers.
And they can even be used to, like, you know, fund social causes, political movements.
It's a tool for change.
So the crypto quantum leap, it's not just about, you know, about money.
It's about something bigger.
It's about freedom. It's about empowerment.
Hmm.
And it's about the potential for, like, you know, a more equitable and decentralized future.
It's a vision of a different world.
But, like I said before, it's important to, like, approach this space with, you know, with caution.
Definitely.
With discernment.
Yeah.
There are risks involved. It's not for everyone.
You have to be smart about it.
But if you're, you know, if you're curious.
If you're willing to learn.
If you're willing to learn, if you're open to those, you know, possibilities.
Then it's a journey worth taking.
This is a journey worth taking. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. There are resources available, like quantum.noself.com.
Right.
That's quantum.noself.com. They can, you know, provide you with the knowledge, the tools, the support to help you navigate, you know, this crypto landscape.
It's a valuable resource.
So in this, you know, second part of our deep dive, we've explored some of the, like, the broader implications of this crypto quantum leap. We've talked about, you know, the challenges, those risks.
It's not all sunshine and roses.
But also, you know, the incredible potential of this technology.
The possibilities are endless.
In the final part, we'll bring all of this together and, you know, we'll leave you with some key takeaways, some things to consider as you continue your own, you know, exploration of the crypto world.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into crypto quantum leap.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground in this episode, from Michael Saylor's those passionate arguments for Bitcoin, to the, you know, the influence of celebrities, the potential for both, like, incredible rewards and, you know, significant risks.
It's a double-edged sword.
So what does it all mean? Like, what are the key takeaways, you know, we can kind of glean from all these, you know, diverse sources?
What's the big picture?
One thing that, like, really struck me is just the sheer, like, scale of this transformation. You know, it's not just about, like, a new type of currency. It's about this fundamental shift in, you know, how we think about money, about finance.
Right.
Even, like, power.
The whole system. You know, that crypto quantum leap sales letter, it did a great job of, like, capturing that sense of, like, you know, a paradigm shift.
Yeah, it really did.
They're talking about, you know, Bitcoin as this tool for financial freedom and, like, a way to kind of break free from the constraints of, you know, those traditional systems.
That message resonates with a lot of people.
And that idea, it resonates with a lot of people. It's this, like, you know, sense that we're on the cusp of something, you know, truly revolutionary.
It's a feeling, right?
Something that could, like, you know, change the world as we know it.
Potentially.
But, you know, as with any revolution,
there's going to be pushback.
There's bound to be, like, resistance.
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty. We're seeing that play out right now, you know, with governments, with institutions trying to figure out, like, you know, how to regulate this space.
It's a moving target for them.
And that, yeah, that uncertainty, it can be a source of, like, anxiety for some investors. But it's also a sign that this technology, it's truly disruptive.
Excellent.
It's forcing everyone to, like, you know, adapt and rethink their assumptions.
It's a wake-up call.
And that's where the importance of, like, you know, education, the critical thinking,
yeah,
really comes in. We need to be able to, like, separate, you know, that hype from reality to understand both this, you know, the potential benefits.
And the risks.
And the potential risks.
Back to the balancing act.
Of this technology. And that's where, you know, resources like quantum.noself.com can be so valuable.
Right? Yeah, they can help cut through the noise.
They provide, you know, a wealth of information presented in a clear and accessible way.
Yeah.
Help people, like, you know, navigate this complex landscape.
It's a jungle out there.
So if you're, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed by, you know, by all the information out there.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost.
Remember, you're not alone. There are resources available to, you know, to guide you. Now, one of the, like, most fascinating aspects of this whole crypto quantum leap.
Yeah. What is it?
Is it's this potential to, you know, to empower individuals.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We've talked about, you know, financial sovereignty.
Right.
But it goes beyond that.
Okay.
It's about, you know, giving people, like, more control over their data.
Their privacy.
Their privacy, their, like, you know, online identities.
Right.
Blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies. They're enabling these new forms of, like, you know, digital ownership.
Which has huge implications.
And then has, like, profound implications for how we, you know, how we interact with the digital world. For example, like, you know, we're seeing the rise of those non-fungible tokens.
NFTs.
Or NFTs, right. Which, like, you know, they allow people to own, like, you know, unique digital assets.
Like what?
Like artwork, like music.
Oh, right.
Even, like, you know, virtual real estate.
A whole new world.
And it's creating these new, like, you know, economic opportunities for creators, for collectors.
And it's changing the game for art and ownership.
And it's blurring those lines between, you know, those physical and digital worlds. It's really exciting to see how this technology is empowering individuals to, like, create value,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. participate in the digital economy in ways that were never, like, you know, possible before.
It's democratizing creation and ownership.
And that empowerment, it's something that, like, Michael Saylor really, you know, emphasizes in that Bitcoin Magazine video. He talks about, like, you know, Bitcoin as a tool for financial freedom.
Right.
And, like, you know, a way to opt out of those systems that are, like, no longer serving us.
It's a powerful message.
It's a powerful message. And it's, you know, it's resonating with a growing number of people.
For sure.
But, you know, we've got to remember.
It's that.
With great power comes, you know, comes great responsibility.
Of course.
We've got to be, like, mindful of these potential downsides of this technology as well, right?
Absolutely.
For example, like, you know, there are those concerns about, you know, the environmental impact.
Of cryptocurrency.
Of, you know, particularly Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
There are concerns about the potential for, you know, for illicit activities.
Right.
Like money laundering.
Fraud.
Fraud, right. These are valid concerns and, you know, they need to be addressed.
Yeah, as the technology matures.
As the technology evolves.
Right.
But it's important to have, like, you know, that balanced perspective.
Always.
You know, every new technology, it comes with, like, its own set of challenges and risks.
That's just the nature of progress.
But, you know, it's also important to recognize that potential for good.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, the internet, right? Yeah. The internet, it's been used for both, like, you know, positive and negative purposes.
That's true, for sure.
But few would argue that, you know, it hasn't had, like, a profound and, you know, a largely positive impact on our world.
It's changed everything.
And I think we're, you know, we're seeing a similar dynamic kind of play out with, you know, with cryptocurrencies.
It's a parallel.
Yes, there are those risks, those challenges.
Always.
But there's also that potential to, you know, to create a more equitable,
transparent,
efficient financial system.
A benefit that they
a system that, you know, empowers those individuals, those communities.
Right.
And that fosters, like, you know, innovation and creativity.
That's the hope.
So as we, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a few, like, you know, key takeaways.
I'm listening.
First, do your research. Don't just follow, you know, the hype or invest based on, like, you know, someone else's recommendation.
Think for yourself.
Take the time to, you know, to understand that technology.
The risks,
those potential rewards.
It's worth the effort.
Second, be skeptical.
Always.
But also, like, be open-minded.
Okay.
You know, the crypto world, it's full of schemes.
Yeah, be careful out there.
But it's also full of, like, brilliant minds.
Gamma-daters.
Groundbreaking innovations. So, yeah. You know, don't dismiss it outright. But, you know, don't believe everything you hear either.
Behind that balance.
And third, remember that, you know, this is a journey, not a destination.
I like that.
The crypto space, it's constantly, like, you know, evolving. And there's always, like, something new to learn.
It's a constant learning process.
So stay, you know, stay curious.
Stay engaged.
Stay engaged and, you know, keep exploring.
The world is your oyster.
And if you're, you know, if you're looking for a great place to, like, kind of start your journey, I highly recommend checking out, you know, quantum.noself.com.
One more time.
That's quantum.noself.com.
I'll check it out.
They have, like, a wealth of information, resources to, you know, to help you navigate this exciting new world.
It's a valuable resource.
And as we, you know, conclude this deep dive into the crypto quantum leap.
It's been a journey.
I want to thank you for joining us. We hope you found it, you know, informative.
Thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking. And maybe even, like, a little bit inspiring.
Hopefully.
And the future of finance, it's being written right now.
And we're all a part of it.
And it's up to, you know, it's up to all of us to shape it.
That's a powerful thought.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and, you know, keep asking questions. Thank you for listening to the Crypto Quantum Leap Online Podcast.